Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into the word of God. Last Sunday, we started to look at dealing with doubt. When God speaks, doubt will always come to attack the word. Okay? And doubt is what fights manifestation. So when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Then he tells us what doubt will do. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That means the greatest enemy of asking and receiving is what? Doubt. So he says, when you ask, the one that I've asked for something must believe and not doubt. Last Sunday, I told you that doubt means what? To stagger, to waver, okay? So you see, the word wave is there. It's like the wave of the sea. The next verse. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. You get it? That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. Verse 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. So, doubt is simply double-mindedness. Okay? You stagger in between two opinions. You must not stagger in between two opinions, irrespective of what even circumstances around say. So we read that scripture where Peter asked Jesus, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come. Then the Lord said, come. So he started to go. Then what happened? The winds and the wave rose. Matthew 14, let's read it again from verse 26. So it says, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw, so see, negative circumstances is what stirs doubt. Okay, see, so I'm expecting this, but it looks like the opposite is happening. That is when doubt starts. So in order to deal with doubt, you must have your focus glued on the end result, what you're expecting. Don't be observing what is happening. Else you become double-minded. Your mind is not fixed. Your mind must be fixed. And you know, the moment your mind shifts, fear comes in. Now you begin to be afraid. What? That is when you start asking the question, what if it doesn't happen? When there's no doubt, there's no what if. It will happen. So how would it happen? I know God has said this, and I'm holding on to what God has said. It will happen. He says, when he saw the wind, he was afraid. You see fear? And beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. The next verse. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? So here Jesus is the one that shows us what happens when doubt comes, or what brings doubt. He says, if faith is little, but how do you know faith is little? Because faith cannot be seen. Faith can be seen. Faith is seen in your actions and in your words. You get it? Yes. So he says, why did you doubt? How did doubt come? He observed. He observed. So you see, his mind now became double. What if I sink? Meanwhile, Jesus said, come. And when he said, come, and he started walking, he didn't sink. But now he had become, he didn't know whether what Jesus said was true or what the wind is saying is true. Double-mindedness. So we see from Abraham, he says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. You get it? He was strong in faith. He didn't stagger. He was not double-minded. When God said it's going to be, he said, and I like what the word of God says. He says he was fully persuaded. He was persuaded. Tonight, I want to talk about, you know, we are still dealing with doubts, but how do you get fully persuaded about an issue? That this, what God has said, I believe, and he is able to do. You see, how do you become fully persuaded? So in Romans chapter 4, verse 20-21, he says, Abraham, let's start reading from the verse 17 so that we can appreciate the whole thing again. Oh, gradiba sakati sakai. Glory to God. Ombradikasa. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Have you seen that? He calls those things which be not as though they were. I love that. Wow. You know, in the physical, if you preach like this, they will call you a fool. You get it? Because how can you be calling those things that be not as though they were? Wow. The next verse. Who against all believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, which was spoken. Take note of those things. According to that which was spoken. I hope when you read the Bible, you take your time to read, so that you will see some things. According to that which was spoken. The next verse. And being not weak in faith, he, so in dealing with doubt, don't consider the contrary situation. If you consider them, doubt will come. You will start to be double-minded right away. He considered not his own body now dead. That means, Charlie, all hope was gone. His body was dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. That means anytime you set your heart to become what God has said you will become, everything around would look different. Okay? Circumstances may be speaking differently. Would you consider that, or you will fix your gaze on what God has said? That's the issue. You get it? Yeah. So what has God said? That is it. What has God said? Concerning any particular matter, what has God said? Because God, he is a speaking God. And he has something to say about everything. If you think God is quiet, the day God is quiet, probably he's angry at you. Or he gave you an instruction before and you have not done that one. So there's no need adding on. You better go and do the first one before anyone will come. Are you getting the point? He's a speaking God. Huh? He's what? A speaking God. He speaks. So according to that which had been spoken. So are you considering the circumstances that are negative, or you are focused on what he has said? What has he said? What has he shown you? Huh? What have you seen? Mm. The next verse. He staggered not at the promise of God. Promise of God. So, simple question. What promises of God do you know? Huh? It's a question you must answer. What promises of God do you know? Since you read the Bible once in 3 months. And listen to me. Don't be waiting for somebody to prophesy to you before you get the word of God. We have a sure word of prophecy. It's contained in the book called, what is the book called? Bible. What is that book called? Bible. It has 66 books. Staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So one sign we see that your faith is strong is how you give God glory. You see, it comes out of you. You praise God. Your words are not complaints and murmuring, but glory. You get it? The next verse. I'm being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to what? Perform. But you see, persuasion, full persuasion, doesn't come by chance. There's a part you must play. So how do you get fully persuaded? How do you come to the place of that assurance that what God has said, he is able to perform? The first, you must know what he has said. Huh? First, you must know what? What he has said. Because if you don't know what he has said, all right, you must know. So you must grow in the knowledge of what he has said. What has he said? What has he said generally, and what has he said to you specifically? Normally, I don't like using myself as example, but if you have not become an example, who should follow you? Because we follow the one who knows road. So if you don't have anything to say that is an example, why should we follow you? All along, I knew that I will have a blessed home. Because the word of God says that blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, And once I fear God, I know. You are not getting the point. He says, wealth and riches shall be in his house. That's it. But some people fear him, but wealth and riches are not in their house. So how would wealth and riches come to my house? I'm going to show you a secret. If you catch it, it will help you. I knew my wife would be fruitful because he says his wife shall be a fruitful vine. I knew I'll have a lot of... You are getting tired. Why? He said his children shall be round about his table. Can you imagine? Yeah. So you can only dream of a big dining table. I think still you are not getting what I'm trying to say. Huh? I know what he has said. So that is where it begins. The first step is knowing what he has what said. The second thing is trusting in his ability to perform. Trusting in what? His ability to perform. But you see, these two, they don't just come. What do you do? Because they are the ones, these two is what make you what? Fully persuaded. Knowing what he has promised or said and trusting in his ability to what? Perform. These two. But how do you arrive here? Ask somebody for me. How do you arrive there? How do you arrive at full persuasion? I want to show you 2, 3, 4, 5 places in the scripture. There is a word called confidence. If you are fully persuaded, it will show in your confidence. I pray you hear me. Hear the Spirit, what the Spirit has to say. But how do you arrive there? I'm bringing you there. It is only the Holy Spirit that can take you there. But how does he take you there? Joshua 1:8. Listen to this. This book. Someone say this book. This book. Say this book. This. Whenever God wants to really do something for a people, he directs them to a book. This book, this book, this book, this book, this book. What book do we have? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day meditation, night meditation. So, you can never come to full persuasion without meditation. That is why a lot of us don't see much with the Word of God, because we think we know it, but we are not fully persuaded. I hope you are getting the point. I'm blessed. So, meditation, he says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. When you meditate day and night, you will realize that you will observe, you will do according according to all that is written therein. Then look at what will happen. He says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good. Who wants good success here? You want good success. Beautiful. He's shown us the way. He's shown us the way. All right? So, I must come to full persuasion. I can never come to full persuasion without meditation, meditating on the word of God. So, whatever it is, let's pick any situation that you want a change, you want an upgrade, you want whatever. The first thing is, what has he said about it? And you should be somebody that is deep into searching the scriptures, listening to the word of God, and reading your Bible. Listening to tapes, the messages, and reading your Bible. Trusting in his ability to perform. But to come to full persuasion, there must be time for meditation. Ask somebody, are you listening to what Pastor is saying? Meditation, meditation, meditation. Meditation day and night. Meditation day. So pick the situation. Get to know what has he said concerning my situation in his word. Then you start to meditate. Think about it. Ponder over it. Then when it gets deep, say it in the word. Say it. Yes. That's what it is. Do you know you are what you eat? Do you know you are what you eat? Anybody who is fat, is they eat simple. This one, you don't need a revelation to know why they are fat. They eat a lot. See, your body... I heard that somebody was a very thick guy, heavy bodybuilder, and he was asked, how did you become like this? He says, I eat 12 eggs, then I'll go and push. You are what you eat. How does what you eat affect your toe? You don't know the mechanism. God has set a mechanism. If only you eat, and we can see you release it. When you that means you truly ate. And the part of the food that was used would cause growth. Are you following it? If you like, take your Bible serious and see. And these books that have been written, this Shepherd's Voice Topical Compendium, because they help you to know the Bible. These books are founded on the Bible. They are not estranged from the Bible. They are supposed to help you know the Bible. This book of the law, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. As you eat the word, as you eat the word, it will affect every area. So listen carefully. Full persuasion will never come if you don't spend time to meditate on the word of God. And to be able to meditate, you need to eat it. And not just read. I said do what to it. Eat it. Today's generation, everything is phone. You check how many hours you spend on Facebook and how many hours you spend in the Bible. You are carnal. Like, you are carnal. That's what I want to say, and I'm saying it. I won't add sebi. Like I say, you are not spiritual enough. Still, you don't like what I'm saying. That is why you are looking at me like that. You say, oh no, but Pastor, nowadays, the way the world is, today, my phone has been flight mode most of the day. Listen to me. If you spend more hours on your phone than in your Bible, I said you are what? You may not like me. I said you are. Some people are not saying something because it is not really going well for them. I said you are. Ask the person sitting by you, when was the last time you spent 20 minutes in the Bible? In the Bible, 20, yourself. 30 minutes, 1 hour. Listening to the word of, listening to messages, getting into the books, eating, I mean eating. No wonder we have shallow faith. We are not fully persuaded. Anything, we are double-minded. That is why it's even... You have to convince somebody that has been a Christian for 5 years still to come to church. Carnal Christians. You still have to convince he's been a Christian for 8 years, 10 years. You still have to convince them to be in church. No, no wonder. You still have to convince them. Huh? Now you are a TikToker more than you are a Bibler. Yay! 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. I pray the Holy Spirit will help you. Amen. If you get angry, you see you are carnal. You get angry. Listen to this. Meditate upon these things. Do what to them? Then do what? Give yourself wholly to them. Then what will happen? That thy profiting may appear to all. How do we profit? With wishy-washy. Do you know many Christians don't know the word of God? That's why we are easily deceived, no? Because, you see, we are, and mostly, we think we believe in prayer. So, once you pray, God will do it for you. We are many ignorant prayer warriors. No word, not a single word in their hearts that they are meditating on. So you realize that after the prayer, they vacillate even more. Check anybody that had a testimony. They were sure of the word. And they stayed on the word until manifestation. Not that they were just praying. People of God. Decide, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to spend time, quality time, in the word of God. I'm going to open my Bible. Stop all this nonsense that your Bible is on your phone. Yes, get proper Bible. Hey, people don't like me this evening. Your Bible, I mean Bible. How many times you, and let me tell you something, all these phones that we are always looking on, look, you are becoming blind, you don't know. All this light is like looking at the sun like this, your phone all the time like this. Yeah. I preach messages. The messages are loaded on Telegram. Right after Sunday, you forget that a message has been preached. So you don't meditate because meditation is like repeating the thing to yourself. That is how you come to full persuasion. If you like, go and find the message I preached on early is an advantage. And listen and listen and listen and listen and listen and listen and see if even the desire to marry will come inside your heart. The desire to build will come into you will be shocked by meditation. When you give yourself wholly to it, your profiting will do what? Appear to all. But you see, we give ourselves bits. We give ourselves bits. This is one of the scriptures that made me decide, as much as I knew in my heart that God was calling into ministry, I said, I'm going to give myself wholly. I won't do any other thing. Wholly to it. So I'm surprised. If I profit, it shouldn't be surprising to anybody because I gave myself what? Tell somebody, go and give yourself wholly to the word of God. Go and give yourself. So, people of God, when you give yourself wholly like that, what happens is that confidence, this is full persuasion, a confidence you cannot explain rises in you. This confidence is what we call faith. It's what we call what? That's what we call faith. That's what we call faith. You realize that your conviction becomes like steel. Have you seen steel before? Ding, 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 ding. Nothing can make you back off. You can never be double-minded when you hit that point. And it won't just come by itself. I said it comes by meditation. Giving yourself wholly. So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Abradi katsake teke de kedas. Cast not away, therefore, your what? Your what? Which has great recompense of reward. You see, don't cast away your confidence. But how do you come about that confidence? I said it comes by you meditating on the word of God. Then you realize that that confidence, I said this is what we call faith. The next verse. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Go. Now the just shall live by what? Have you seen? Have you seen? So if you don't cast away your confidence and you live by faith, that means we live by confidence. I said that is the word for faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Go. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Then you jump to chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the confidence of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So I can't see it, but I have confidence. And I am, listen, I have confidence and I am confident of this very thing. That he who has begun the good work shall bring it to a perfection. I don't know if you are getting what I am saying. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. So, Philippians 1 6. I hope you are listening. Philippians 1 1. Ekume. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You see, confidence, full persuasion. He says, Abraham was not weak in faith. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was fully persuaded. But how do you come to full persuasion? You don't just come to full persuasion by osmosis. You come to full persuasion by meditation on the word of God. First and foremost, know what he has said. Secondly, trust in his word, ability to perform. And when you spend time to meditate, you come to that full persuasion. Nobody can take it away from you. That's when you shout it. It is done. Now when you look in the physical car. Now you are in that realm. You are calling those things that be not as though. You are confident. You are confident. Hallelujah. You are confident. Let me show you a scripture in 1 Thessalonians. Last scripture. I'm closing. You believe it?
Yes.
First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. I want us to read it in Message. When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. So when you are listening to messages preached, how many of you have Telegram? You have Telegram. Do you go to the Telegram page, my Pastor Christian? Do you play the messages? He says, when the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. What happened? The Holy Spirit put steel in your conviction. You see how you come to that place where you become solid. And you come to the place when you hear the word of God, you are persuaded, fully persuaded. Where you begin to know the word. And you now trust in God's ability to perform. He says, when you listen to the word, something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put what? Steel in your conviction. And so if your conviction was like this, he will put iron rod. That is what he's saying. Then you become erect. Huh? You are not weak in faith. Your convictions become strong. Because as you listen to the word, the Holy Spirit puts steel in your conviction. He says you pay careful attention to the way we lived among you. The question is, are you listening? You see, God has a lot for you. God, he has a lot prepared for you. A lot. But these things will never come to fruition if we do not operate by the principles of faith. And this is what I'm showing you. If Abraham and the rest had to go by this way, there's no other way. This is the way. So before you say, God disappointed me, make sure you are operating by the principles he showed us. You must be fully persuaded. Eh? Are you fully persuaded you can't fail?
Yes, Papa.
Mm-hmm. You see the way you... Are you fully persuaded you cannot fail?
Yes.
Okay, God said you are the head and not the tail. Are you fully persuaded?
Yes.
If you are fully persuaded, we will know. We'll see it. You don't just hear this once and say, yes, I'm fully persuaded. How many times do you meditate on that word? You shall lend to many and borrow from none. How many minutes have you spent to think about that word in Kwan and the whole day? I shall lend to many and borrow from none. I shall lend to many and borrow from none. Have you ever spent time to meditate on that? Listen to me. You shall lend from many and borrow from none. If you are not fully persuaded about it, you will borrow from many and lend to none. No, I'm showing you the way. He said, you shall be plenteous in goods. If you do not meditate and become fully persuaded about his promises, listen to me, you become apologetic about everything. So when you are prospering and people say, why are you, you become, because you don't even know that he said you shall be plenteous in goods and you have not been fully persuaded. Huh? Look, you can even get things done quickly by this same principle because you dedicated time to meditate. Pray, you meditate, you stay in the word, you meditate. Does it make sense? Go and apply yourself to it concerning any matter and let's see what comes out of it. Praise God. Does it make sense? And when you are listening to the messages, this confidence is coming. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is putting steel in your conviction. Huh? Huh? If you like, go and pay attention and listen to the message, becoming a better version of you. And listen and listen and listen and listen. But see, what happens is that, let me say this. You know, I'm a pastor. Say Pastor Christian, say it. So me, the way maybe a prophet doesn't worry about people is not the way I am. A pastor is such that, a pastor is very different from prophet too. A pastor is such that, a pastor is down here for. A prophet may not be concerned about Edianekwan Woody, but a pastor may be concerned. Because a pastor is called to feed. When I see the way some of you feed on motivational speakers, I said, no, this is just, it's not feeding your spirit, it's feeding your ego. You won't become what God wants you to become. For example, if you are on TikTok and all these, you will see a lot of motivation. You did this, and it's like, it sounds good. It's not the word of God. It makes you feel you are wise. No. You are going off. I see. I watch some of your status sometimes, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm a pastor. Yes. I watch. And when I see some of the things you post there, and the way you think it is speaking to you as a man, the people speaking are not even born again. How make you think, how do you think that what they are saying will impart your spirit? Meanwhile, your pastor has many messages, and you don't even listen to them. Meanwhile, it is when you listen to the words that were preached to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put what in your conviction, still in your conviction. So if you are weak in faith, then you know that you are not listening to the right words. Because if you listen to the right words that we preach to you, the Holy Spirit will put what? Still in your conviction. Still in your conviction. Still in your conviction. If you like, go and pay attention to, I preached a message some time ago. You shall build a house. I've preached many messages. Huh? Many messages. And give yourself to it wholly and see. Because what I preach is the Bible. I don't have any other thing to preach. What I preach is the Bible. Give yourself wholly to it. If you are a young man, you don't have a desire to marry, you are not listening to me. You are always postponing your marriage. Yes. You are not. You go and take the message. Early is an advantage. Or two things to choose. Huh? Two things to remember, seven things to choose. And just be there. And play it 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 and play. Say, so what would it do to me? The Holy Spirit will put steel in your convictions. Are you getting the point? Then as you eat and eat and eat, you say, how would it affect this area? How would it affect this area? I've asked you, when you eat, how does the food grow your thumb? But every part of your body grows. And we see you can even release something. You understand? As for the word, when you eat, you don't release it through your anus. We see you release it through your mouth and it will bless other people. Oh, I see somebody becoming great. Have I helped you tonight? So, I've shown you how to cure double-mindedness. It doesn't come by itself. You must become a dangerous meditator of the word of God. You must stay in it. I challenge you, put that damn phone aside. and read your Bible and eat it and see. I'm not saying you won't use phone. Nowadays, how would you do without a phone? You would definitely use a phone. But what I'm saying is that our phones have replaced our Bibles. You check. Everybody pick your phone. Let's do an experiment. Pick your phone. Go and check screen time. Check how many hours you have spent on your phone today. Please, pick quickly. I know, you say, some people do business with their phones, so I understand. I understand, right? Your business, you do your business with your phone, so I understand. But when you go to screen time, we will see if you do business with TikTok. You see, because you are challenging what I'm saying, you are saying, Baby, I do business with my phone. Let's check screen time of Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat. Check it. Is that where you do the business? People of God. Or you don't know where to check it. Do you know where to check it? Or you should know where you... Elder, let me look at yours. Okay, daily average time. Elder has used 5 hours, 49 minutes on his phone. Then you can check the various apps. How many hours you have spent on the various apps. All I want to say is that limit screen time and get into reading. People of God, I'm finishing. By Sunday, I will ask you how many hours you spent in the Bible. The same way we should have a Biblometer to measure the time you are spending in the Word of God. How many hours you are listening to the messages that direct you to the Bible. Some of you, the whole day, no message. The whole week, no. Some of you, for 1 month, you've not even turned on a message. It's a confusion. And when we talk like this, they say it's because you are... Listen to me. It is because they are not pastors. It's because they are not pastors. But if you are a pastor and you have sheep, and you are responsible for sheep, and you account for sheep, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger's voice they shall not follow. Listen to Jesus. But it's amazing. Nowadays, people like the strangers. I look at her and say, you see, you like the online preacher more than your pastor. Your engagement, you call him. Your baby dedication, you call him. When somebody connected to you dies, he will come for the funeral. You get the point? Yeah. When you need somebody to talk to, call him. People don't value those that have been given to them. The voices given to them, they don't. Because now it's become easy to get access to a lot of voices. Very soon, you realize that all those voices don't matter because they were not sent to you. They were not sent to you. They were not sent to you. When you are fully persuaded, one thing that will show is that peace will fill your heart. What will fill your heart?
Peace.
When that peace has not come, it is a sign that you are not fully persuaded. Asumdwe bia ebro adwene ne de ben so enti ase asumdwe pa won se bibia gidi all around, but wo mu de there's a lot of word peace. So when you are fully persuaded, peace, that is what we call, you have assurance, so you are at peace. Okay. If Otumfo says, I will give you this, do you think you will be worried and disturbed whether it will come? You can doubt it. You can doubt if it's from a politician. A politician can lie.
that one, please. It's part of their profession. It's part of their profession. Sometimes they have to lie to get you to vote for them. Then they say, look, we were just, then they say something to just brush it off. But when a king says something, a king is bound by his own word. And he won't take it back. So if you trust that the king has said it, and you have meditated on it and come to the place of full persuasion, you will see that you are at peace. Hey, now what they are saying, we are seeing now what they are saying, they be how no? Hey, you know what you have dealt with, and now you are at what? At peace. Whilst everything looks, you are at peace. Are you following what I'm saying? That's what Paul meant. This is what Paul meant in Philippians 2. No, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Philippians 4. He says, oh, this is message. King James, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then what will happen? And the peace of God, which surpasses what? All understanding, shall do what? Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, at this level, worry is gone. You are at peace. You are not vacillating anymore. You see, when you are still like that, peace has not come. That means you are not fully. The moment full persuasion comes, peace comes. Peace. Perfect peace. That's why he says, he shall keep him in perfect peace. He whose mind is stayed on him. You see? Because now you have meditated and come to full persuasion. So now peace has come. I pray that peace will fill your heart. Amen. Concerning any matter, amen, you will come to full persuasion, amen, and peace will fill. Oh, you didn't mind me. Peace will fill. Peace will fill. Hallelujah. So you work on it, reading, eating the word, meditating, trusting in his ability to perform until you have come to the place of full persuasion. And when you come to full persuasion, you see that peace has come. That it doesn't matter the troubles around. You realize that you are at peace. It will affect your language. It will affect the way you behave. It will affect everything. You realize that you are at peace. You're at peace. You're at peace. You get it? You're at peace. When you come to full persuasion about your marriage, you'll be at peace. Now I'm talking to those who want to marry. You'll be at peace. You'll be at peace. Right. Amen. Glory to God. When you come to full persuasion about your future, you'll be at peace. Huh? Whether they say you are late or not, God will bless you. You are. Why? Because you know. Can you meditate on Jeremiah 29:11? For I know. I thought you would continue for me. There are some scriptures you should know. I think we should do memorization competition. There are some scriptures you should know by heart. For I know. Saith. Thoughts of what? And not of, to give you an expected end. New International Version. This same scripture. NIV. Oh boy. For I know, declares, plans to, and not to, plans to give you, and so if you are fully persuaded about your future because of this scripture, you are at peace. You know your future is secured. Oh, you didn't mind me. I said you didn't mind me. Yeah? Hallelujah. The Lord said, I will build you a sure house. If you are fully persuaded, you will know that definitely you will live in your own house one day. You didn't get me. You didn't get me. You didn't get me. Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible says, he said, I have been young, and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaking, nor his seed. Abba. So when you are fully persuaded, you know you can never be forsaken. And you won't beg. Your children won't beg. Am I communicating? If you don't take your Bible serious, now I'll come to your house with a cane. Tell somebody, tomorrow morning, you must be in your Bible. Tell the person, in the night, you must be in your Bible. There are some of you who say, I can't sleep. It's because you don't read the Bible. You don't read the Bible. Some of you, when you hit your bed, sleep is taken away from you. You cannot sleep. Tell the person sitting by, if you can't sleep, it is because you are not reading your Bible. Is the person arguing? The person is arguing, eh? Hallelujah. If you like, pick a scripture and start meditating on it and see how sleep will catch you. Yeah. You don't read your Bible. That's why you find it difficult to sleep. The Bible says he giveth his beloved sleep. Eh? Oh, it's a pastor, the only man junior that was. You see, once we are talking about the word of God, you are still talking about a junior also. Didn't you hear that he said the peace of God shall garrison your hearts and your mind? Konana. Look at this. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Meditate on this and see if there will be even one night that you want to sleep that you can't sleep. If you don't sleep, that means you intentionally don't want to sleep because you want to use the night for something. But not that agenjin daosuntuntimina. He giveth his beloved sleep. Huh? Hallelujah. God bless you. Ask somebody for me, are you going to stay in the word of God? What did they say? Tell the person, is your Bible ready? Is your Bible? Ask the person, do you have proper Bible, like Bible? Ask the person for me, will your Bible time surpass your screen time? Will your Bible time surpass your screen time? Then ask the person for me, are you going to eat the word of God? Are you going to eat? Will you eat the word of God? And when you eat, I said, what would we know? How would we know you have eaten? It will start to grow you. You will be surprised. Every area will start growing. You say, oh, I don't know how this works. How does food work when you eat it? And when it has finished working and all the nutrients have been drawn, you release. We see release. But I said the word of God, you don't release it like you release food. You release the word. Hallelujah. All of those of you in business, go and search for business scriptures and meditate on them and see if it will not start oozing out of your business. For example, a scripture like he sent quails to the camp of the Israelites so that they will get meat. The wind sent quails. Meditate on it. Lord, if wind could send quails, send customers, and stay there, you will be shocked. By the time you realize you are fully persuaded that nothing can take customers away, then there will never be this in your mouth. You can't say some. The moment you start saying, you see, you are now vacillating because there's no meditation on the word of God. Probably you are TikToking more and you are looking at Nyash more than the word. I think you don't like my message. No, let me preach. Maybe you are watching some things and you are meditating on those things rather than the word. There are days you need to, look, every one of you must decide, there are days I will give full attention to the word of God. And see, give yourself wholly, that thy profiting may appear unto all. When we pick the Bible, the desire to eat the word of God, the desire to stay in the word, the desire to be spiritual enough to spend time in the word of God than we spend on carnal things. Help us. For your word has said, if we will meditate on these things and give ourselves wholly to them, our profiting will appear unto all. Thank you, Lord, that anyone under the sound of my voice is never the same again. For we are going home with a great appetite for the word of God. A great appetite for the word of God. And as we eat and meditate, whatever issue we are praying about and believing God for, may we come to full persuasion that the one that has promised is able to perform. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.